Next section, checks to be made before completing the returns. Before we start on the completion of the annual PAY returns, we need to make some basic checks, starting with a reconciliation of the payroll, which perhaps has already been done on a regular weekly or monthly basis. Let us consider whether we have all the necessary information and whether any adjustments may be required to the payments that have been processed through the payroll. Have there been any underpayments or overpayments where manual amendments were made after the payroll was processed? Also, have there been any payments made through expenses, petty cash, or the purchase ledger that need to be included by adjustment to the end of year PAYE returns? I have been talking to AAT members at their branch meetings about some end of year checks that should be made before the payroll is finally closed down and the end of year PAYE returns are completed and filed. Starting with income tax, are there any non-standard tax codes operating, such as code NT, code BR, code OT or 0T, code DO 40% or code D1 50%? And do we have notices of coding to support the use of those codes? Or should any adjustments be made? We need to be especially careful of the use of code NT because we're not deducting tax, and can we justify that? Next, what about NICs and the category letters in use? We should check that the NIC's category letters are correct. Category A is the most common, and category X means no national insurance contributions for either the employee or the employer. So are we sure that is right? Category C is the correct category where we have employees who have reached retirement age and they do not have to pay NICs, but the employer continues to pay as normal. Category X may be the default used by the software if no NICs were deducted. We should not use Category X if earnings reach the lower earnings level in any week or month. Next, we need to consider whether we have evidence to justify any lower rates of NICs being deducted. Do we have an age exception certificate, Form CA4140, for any employer director who we've not deducted NICs from because they've reached retirement age? Do we have any women paid at the married women lower rate, where we need a CA4139 or a CF383? And my annual check would be to ask the lady whether she's still entitled to pay lower rate contributions. Do we have any deferment certificates, Form CA2700, for someone with more than one job, where there's been deferment of the maximum rate of contributions? Next, we must recalculate directors' NICs at the year end if the annual earnings period basis was not used on the payroll. This is because insufficient NICs may have been deducted when the normal basis is used, and either bonuses have been paid to the directors or where a director has left during the tax year. There is a useful checking tool on HMRC's website for directors' annual earnings basis. Finally, have any employee loans been written off, where we may report the write-off on the P11D, but Class 1 NICs are due and should be paid through the payroll? What about any other payments that have been made off payroll or untaxed payments through the payroll, such as payments in lieu of notice or ex gratia payments that have been treated as within the £30,000 Section 401 ITPA exemption? Are we sure that's correct? Do we need to reconsider? Have we operated PAYE on payments to casual labour, or do we need to make an end-of-year adjustment? Are we satisfied that payments made gross to individuals treated as self-employed did not need to be included on the payroll? I always consider non-executive directors, where there may be an NIC's liability, even if there's no tax because they're treated as self-employed for tax purposes. Other payments that HMRC officers pick up and recover income tax, NIC's interest and penalties, where the amount should have gone through the payroll, include the following: round sum allowances or per diems that are not covered by a dispensation, non-receipted expenses, mobile phone top-ups, Oyster card top-ups in the London area, home-to-work travel reimbursement, which is a personal expense, or indeed other personal expenses, where it's a pecuniary liability and HMRC will say pay as you earn and NICs apply. All these points need to be considered before we start work on completing the annual returns.